Home prices in the Phoenix metro area continue to steadily climb. According to the real estate website Zillow, the median price last month was a little more than $266,000. It says prices have gone up 7.1% over the past year and expects them to rise 5.5% within the next year. We have a couple of perspectives on the Valley real estate market this morning, starting with Tina Tambor. She's a senior residential housing analyst with the Cromford Report. And Tina, how far are home prices here rising and how fast are they going up?
Well, you know what? Right now, I would say at the end of 2018, our appreciation rate was recorded at about 8.1%. I would say now we're at about 7.5%, which still is not bad. It's very good. It is not the same across all price points. So really, in order to get that kind of appreciation rate, you're most likely going to be under $200,000.
So it seems like it's really sort of I hate to call a $200,000 home a less expensive house, mm-hmm. but it is less expensive than, you know, $500,000 or $1 million home. It seems like that's really where the prices are going up the fastest.
Yeah. And when we say prices are going up, it's going up per square foot. And so considering that our median sale price has actually been pretty stagnant for almost a year now, it's been stagnant at 265, which means 50% of all of our sales are under 265, 50% or above 265, right? It has been flat. So our dollar per square foot has been rising since then, which basically means our budgets have hit a plateau, but they're starting to get smaller houses.
Are there certain parts of the metro area where this is more the case than others?
The areas where we see a higher than average appreciation rate are those areas where we see a higher than average level of fix and flip activity. And the reason being is that they are buying at a lower price, obviously, homes that need fixing. Sometimes they fix it, sometimes they don't. But then they flip it within a six-month period for significantly more. And that will over-exaggerate your appreciation rate and make it look like everybody's home is appreciating at this rate when it's like, no, if you have not touched your home since 1975, that's not your appreciation rate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the areas that we've seen the most fix and flip activity are areas such as parts of Arcadia, outskirts of Arcadia, all up and down the I-17, up and down the 51, Maryvale, South Phoenix, West Mesa, areas where you have acquisition prices that are below $200,000, where they can actually flip it for somewhere between $200,000 and $250,000.
So you've mentioned that things are maybe a little slower now than they were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does this seem like a natural slowdown? Is this maybe a sign of a bigger slowdown that we're expecting over the next little while here?
Well, the term natural is very subjective. I don't know if we can actually describe our market as natural within any time within the last 15 years, frankly.
Fair enough.
We've had a pretty tumultuous time. But what I can say is when the interest rates went up over 4.5%, we definitely saw a big decrease in our demand rate, and it started to get more resistance in that price appreciation. Sellers stopped pushing so much on what they're asking for their prices. But what we have noticed in the last, say, 3 or 4 weeks now, since the interest rate has since come down below 4.5%, we've started to see that demand pop back up a little bit. So a little bit of a rally. We looked like we might be hitting balance. And mind you, balance isn't a bad thing. It just means that your appreciation rate will follow the rate of inflation. At this point, it looks like we are still going to see our prices continue to rise, just at a much slower rate. And as far as whether or not we can sustain this level, probably not. We're already starting to see a major softening under 2. A lot more price reductions happening. A lot more concessions are hitting a peak between 175 and 2. So what happens is oftentimes we see the prices rise, but what we don't see in the line is the cost of the sale to the seller. So the cost of the sale will go up first before we start to see the prices flatten out. And so as we get into this, you know, weaker seller's market, we can still expect to see a pretty decent appreciation rate. Now, but here's the issue. On the long-term trend line, if we had never had that bubble and the crash and the aftermath, if we had just continued where we had been in a balanced market following a 2-3% annual appreciation rate like we did in 2000 to 2003, right around 2018, we hit that 3% line long term where we should be. And that's where we started seeing all the headlines like, oh, are we getting overvalued? The market doesn't like to be past where you're supposed to be historically. And now we're starting to see the prices get a little too high. That doesn't mean 2008. That doesn't mean a crash. Most likely just means more market resistance to what sellers are asking for their home, fewer buyers for the prices that they're asking. But most likely what we expect to see is prices will go flat first, and then they'll meet back up with where they're supposed to be historically.
Tina Tambor is a senior residential housing analyst with the Cromford Report. Now, let's zoom in on one specific part of the Valley, Central Phoenix. And for that, we turn to Tricia Amato, a real estate agent with HomeSmart who specializes in that part of town. And Tricia, what are you seeing as far as how the market is in your part of the Valley?
Well, I think it's fairly healthy. We have noticed a dip this spring. And I think the numbers probably bear that out as well. I think we've had, like, our January was slower than it was last January. But overall, there's a lot of people in the market. We're super busy right now. There's a lot of people looking. There's a lot of people buying. And there's a lot on the market still. You know, we've had high inventory for a while now, and we still have pretty good inventory out there.
So when you talk about a dip, are you talking about the number of sales, the prices? What's dipping?
The number of closings have fallen a little bit from this time last year.
Why do you think that might be?
If I knew that, I would be like the richest person in Phoenix right now. You know, it's the last few years have been a little interesting in that there have been periods of time, especially for us in the central part of town. Things are a little bit different there than they are, say, out in Chandler, Gilbert, or whatever. And we've seen just periods of time where nothing's going on. And it's kind of, everyone's kind of scratching their head. And that's kind of been going on for the last 2 years, I think. Now, I can say that in my anecdotal opinion, a lot of it, I think, has to do with kind of the uncertainty with our economy and our government. And we've also had a lot of people talking about, oh, I think we're in another bubble. And that's mostly the buyers and the sellers. You know, they're worried about another bubble.
People worried about getting caught holding the bag or something.
Right, exactly. But we're not there. We don't have the economic factors that we did then, you know. And, you know, you think about when we think about the crash, it's still right there, you know, in our minds. But it was over 10 years ago. You know, so of course prices are going up, and they have been going up. And if you look at it in a macro kind of way, they're pretty just steadily rising. It's not like we're shooting back up there again like we did in 05 and, you know, 06.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned prices because I'm curious sort of where you've seen them going, because in certain parts of the Valley, we've seen them go up very quickly. In some parts of the Valley, we've seen them go up not so quickly, but pretty much everywhere they've been going up. It sounds like what you're saying is they're going up just sort of very steadily.
Yes, we haven't seen, you know, if you zoom in on the charts, and you will see that there is some volatility, but when you back out and you look at what's been happening since 2008, it's really just been a steady climb.
In the part of Phoenix where you work, there are obviously some historic neighborhoods in there, and typically you think of a historic home, the appreciation is going to go up pretty well. Are you still seeing that now, or are prices and appreciation still sort of trending upward about where you would expect them to be?
I would say yes, overall, we're definitely seeing that. Again, if you look at it month by month by month, you know, you'll see that volatility. But if you back out and you look at it year over year over year, it is pretty much just a steady growth. And the historic districts do grow a little bit more quickly pricing-wise than the other parts of town. But you have to understand that historic is a finite commodity. There's only so many homes, right? You know, so we've seen some pretty astonishing pricing in our areas in the last year or so. You know, like a house sold in Willow for over $1 million last year. And that's pretty significant.
I know that looking into a crystal ball in your line of work is often kind of a dangerous thing to try to do, but do you foresee that what you're seeing right now in terms of sale prices and values of homes, like, do you see any reason why that will not continue in the direction that you've seen it recently?
We haven't seen any indicators that it won't. You know, there's been discussion of market corrections, and we've had some market corrections in the last year or so. It hasn't really had that kind of effect on pricing. And Phoenix, I read just the other day, we're one of the top three cities in the United States for growth right? And people are still looking at Phoenix as a really viable place to move, to start companies. We've got this entrepreneurial thing going on here in Phoenix. And we're just going to continue to see growth. You look at median home prices in places like San Diego or Denver even, and you look at the taxes that they have to pay, the property taxes that they have to pay. Areas like Phoenix are so desirable to them because they get much better value here. So, and that, you know, unfortunately can price some lower income buyers out of the market. But again, I think we're seeing a lot of healthy kind of movement in the market right now. So I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be sustainable.
Tricia Amato is a real estate agent with HomeSmart and specializes in Central Phoenix neighborhoods.